This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That big button.
I'm trying to... Wow, somebody's messing with my stuff. All right.
It should have gone back. I know what you're talking about. Is it working now?
It's working, but it sounds weird. But anyway... Maybe it's just me.
That part's just you, because it's working or it's not.
Oh, it's working.
Okay.
But somebody's messed with it.
But if it's working, it's working. It doesn't change the sound.
Well, it does.
No.
I'm telling you, it's different.
Welcome to Monday, Bob.
Been plugging into this microphone for 23 years. I have a pretty good idea of what it's supposed to sound like. But anyway, we will move on. Good morning, by the way. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here just to torture me. And yeah.
Well, you know,
him and the team do other things, too.
Somebody's got to do it. I mean, come on.
Because you sound fine to me.
Why, thanks, Bob.
No, it's the EQ. You know how that goes.
Oh, that's a whole weird... I don't know what that does.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Try to stay focused, Bob. Try to stay focused. You know how things happen first thing in the morning. You know, it's like if the coffee doesn't work right, which that didn't work right again this morning.
Really? That's
I got it to where I got
my condolences, Bob.
Something out of it, yeah.
So sorry for your loss.
Well,
but it's a
you're
little
right.
Thing
it's a first world problem.
It is. My coffee wasn't right.
Yeah. Hey, rock the country. We're all involved in that. I'm gonna give you a code word. I'm not gonna tell you exactly when, or do I?
He's such a tease.
And I'll give it out a couple of times because I'm nice that way. But this is to give you your chance to. Win tickets for Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, all of that. Coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. And, yeah, if you're thinking it's a pretty big deal, you're right. It's a big deal. So I'll give you out that code word and how to text and all that information in just a little while. Okay? So just be patient. All right. Some of your top stories. Trump negotiating with 130 different countries.
That's huge, Bob. That's huge.
Yeah, people have come to the table. Gee, I wonder, did that happen by accident, or was that part of a Trump strategy?
You mean it's not a coincidence?
I'm not sure. I mean, all the naysayers said, you know, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's going to destroy democracy, destroy the stock market. He's what was it last week? He's insane.
Yes, that was the big. That was the word.
We'll see if they pick up again on that today. Amazing. Unbelievable. No, negotiating with 130 different countries. Some of the electronics stuff in they've had exemptions. Now that's supposedly only temporary.
Right, phones, collections, the stuff from China, basically.
You'll buy them cheap TVs. Hurry up.
That's right.
Get them all in there because they have been pretty. Cheap. I mean,
Goodness.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now, they'll only last 2.5 years, but they are cheap.
Are they that? They're really? They fall
they're
apart?
They're real. It's, if you get a few years out of some of these, you're actually doing good. But you're right. I mean, who would have dreamed you get 55-inch TV or 70-inch TV for, you know, a few hundred bucks?
I paid over $400 for my little Sony Trinitron 19-inch TV in, like, 1983.
Wow.
Yeah. And $400 back then was $400.
Oh, yeah.
Bucks.
Like, really $400.
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, how'd you like that? You know, you're trying to celebrate. You've got Passover and that, and then someone's trying to burn your house down. That's not cool. He revealed Sunday that an arsonist had set fire to the governor's residence in Harrisburg, adding that the family had been evacuated. So, you know, most important thing is nobody got hurt in that whole deal. But they did release the name of the person that they believe may be responsible for this. And he is 38 years old, suspect Cody Ballmer. He'll be charged with terrorism, arson, and other offenses. Yep, this was reportedly he set fire to the mansion, the governor's mansion. Press conference Sunday evening, authorities named the 38-year-old. He'll be charged with attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, aggravated assault against an enumerated person, you know, on and on. This kind of violence becoming far too common in our society. Oh, I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a darn if it's coming from one particular side or the other, directed at one particular party or the other, or one particular person or another. It's not okay. It has to stop. We have to do better than this. Yep, I totally agree with that. And thank God no one was injured. And
yeah.
There is this, it seems like there's a level of violence and that type of violence. I mean, you're always going to have, like, street thugs and trouble and drug dealers fighting each other and all that. But, I mean, this type where they're, like, trying to do some kind of cowardly act, you know, that could kill people.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because it was a kind of a funny moment, but not ha-ha funny. So Jen and I were at the mall yesterday getting out of the Jeep. And depending where I park, sometimes I'll take the Trump duck off the dash. You know, people will duck me because I'll take that
sad
one down.
Sad that you have to do that, but yes.
I have to do that. I said, and then I explained to her, I said, you know, it's weird. Used to, you were worried about some, I don't know, just random teenager or some young thug who would do damage to your vehicle. I said, the ones that are getting in trouble for the whole Tesla thing, these are professional people. These are, quote, unquote, mature adults.
Executive, PhDs,
yes!
Et cetera, yeah.
So that we've never really seen before quite like this. Isn't that weird?
It is.
It's like, who do you have to worry about? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the businessman down the hall. I don't know.
I mean, when they said Trump derangement syndrome, how else do you explain it? They're deranged.
Yeah.
A shrimp boat washed ashore Flagler Beach Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure it's not the first or last time, but you know what's weird about it?
What's that?
There was nobody on board.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like a movie stuff.
They attempted to make vocal contact with the crew of the shrimp boat, no response. Search of the vessel conducted, no findings of anybody on board. Wow. Coast Guard contacted, revealed the crew was accounted for.
Oh.
So we don't know if there was some sort of a rescue that happened at some point, but that's all the information at least they have at this point. So
that would be creepy at first, wouldn't it? You're like,
yeah.
Where's the crew?
There's nobody and no sign of anything necessarily out of place.
Telling you, that's the beginning of a scary movie right there.
Yep.
Glad that they were accounted for, though.
Yep. But the people did get away with 500 pounds of No, I don't know if there was any on board or not. They didn't mention that.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they're enjoying them or already did. I enjoyed some fresh seafood that I caught myself.
Ooh.
I'll explain. I'll brag coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:15. Good morning, and we're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. We're making Mondays great. Happy, happy Monday. It is 6:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you've got a chance to win tickets for Rock the Country, Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. This is going to be a fantastic show. October. Ocala.
Wow, you're looking ahead.
May 9th and 10th. Yeah, I got definitely a Monday-itis, so bear with me. But here you go. Two tickets to the big festival.
Ooh.
You ready for your keyword? It is KID, as in Kid Rock. KID.
I like that.
K-I-D. Just text KID to 20357, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets. And so listen every morning. We'll have a different code word and another opportunity to win. All right? And it's a great opportunity. Good luck. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And that is our little, got it all covered.
There you go.
Did you get the words kid?
Yeah.
K-I-D.
Yo, kid, you want to go to a great show?
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Pete Hegseth, defense secretary, had one mission on his trip to Panama to secure a deal to get first and free passage for U.S. ships in the Panama Canal. Of course, a critical waterway for the U.S., for our economy, for the military. Absolutely. And it was at risk of falling under China's control. As the secretary and his team flew down from Washington on Monday evening to meet with Panama's leaders, such a deal with Panama was far from certain. While the U.S. had built the canal in the early 1900s, maintained it for decades before handing it over to Panama, China had in recent years poured money into projects and infrastructure attached to it as a passageway between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans that handles more than 40% of U.S. maritime trade. If China were able to close the canal, it would be catastrophic for the U.S. President Trump early on made retaking the canal from China a top priority. In December, even before he took office, he posted about it on Truth Social. So Pete Hegseth is making things happen. He has secured first and free passage. Now, you know, will China play games? They're always playing games called asymmetrical warfare. So, yeah, they'll mess with us in some way, shape, or form. That's kind of their MO these days. But at least for now, we're in good shape when it comes to securing the canal. That's a good thing. All right. I mentioned the tariffs earlier, and it just it's fascinating how there were people that thought it was like the end of the world. Like, how Trump was president before for 4 years. I mean, did you pay any attention, or you yeah. or you were just listening to that gobbledygook nonsense that the lefty media was spewing? Because if you were paying any attention at all, you'd know all about what a strategist he is, the art of the deal, a businessman, a negotiator, how absolutely successful he's you know, tops at this kind of thing.
Yep.
And then to all of a sudden go into complete panic mode when he is applying tariffs on people, it's just, it's amazing to me.
He's been talking tariffs for decades.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and videos resurfaced recently more and more of him, decades ago. Talking about exactly that. Now, apparently, they've announced that various electronic devices like smartphones and computers will be exempt from the tariffs that have been imposed on China. But apparently, this is a temporary situation. A bulletin came out Friday night, and it was revealed that certain products would be exempt. The tariff exemptions apply retroactively to April 5th. According to Axios, the products would be exempt from recently applied tariffs, while other pre-April 2 tariffs would still apply. Caroline Levitt, the press secretary, explained in a statement that the president has made it clear that the United States cannot rely on China to manufacture critical technologies like semiconductors, chips, smartphones, laptops, pharmaceuticals. I threw that in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, look. Deals are being struck. Things are happening. Things are moving ahead. But things can't happen literally overnight. A lot of times it's, you've got to build infrastructure. You've got to hire people. All of that takes time, even though the president, I know, his administration is willing to really streamline a lot of these processes and get some of the red tape out of the way. But even then, there's still going to be, you know, It takes time.
Yep.
It takes time to turn this big old ship around. All right. Did you hear about the 17-year-old Wisconsin teen? allegedly killed his parents.
This is a weird story.
Yeah.
Weird story.
And it was just part of a bigger plan, somehow, in pursuit of financial means and autonomy. I don't know if he thought he was going to get maybe his parents' money, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
And then he would then use it as a stepping stone to assassinate President Trump.
Yeah.
17 years old. Yep, he was part of a satanic cult, which has strong anti-Judaism, anti-Christian, and anti-Western ideologies. Investigators also found a manifesto described a call to assassinate President Trump, make and detonate bombs, and carry out other terrorist attacks. CNN noted the charges against 17-year-old include 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of hiding a corpse, and he also faces federal charges tied to the planned assassination.
Somehow he thought he was going to overthrow the government.
Yeah.
So I don't know about that.
One entry in the 17-year-old's their manifesto plans for Trump. He wrote this quote: "As to why specifically Trump, I think it's pretty obvious. By getting rid of the president and perhaps the vice president, that is guaranteed to bring in some chaos."
Okay.
So you just want chaos?
Oh, he must be a Democrat.
The 17-year-old allegedly killed his mother and stepfather inside their home in February. The two victims were shot to death.
Wow.
I mean,
17 years old. And somebody's gotten into his head that, yeah, this is a good idea. This will work.
Yeah, to kill your parents.
Yeah.
As a way to what? Maybe get the inheritance and then use that to overthrow the government and possibly kill the president. Yep. All right, we got to look for some upbeat positive stories. So I'll be back in 2 hours. Just sit tight.
Please stand by.
I'm going to stand next to the teletype machine and wait for something good to come across the wire, as we used to say.
Oh, man. Didn't you hate changing the ribbon on that thing?
Oh,
man, ink everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
it is, what a mess. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Monday. I gave out the code word to win tickets. I'll do it again in a little while in case you missed it on 97.3 The Sky. It's another day in paradise, my friends, and we're making Mondays great. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What are your top stories? Rory McIlroy, Masters champ, had to go to sudden death. He choked. I'll be honest with you. He did. He choked on the 18th. It was his tournament. It was done.
Mm-hmm.
And the putt was not that long, especially compared to the unbelievable putts these guys are capable of making. But he did. He blew it. I said, I can't believe it. Went to sudden death Justin Rose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, your cousin. And forget his name.
My cuz. Yeah. Hey, cuzzy. And they play the 18th over. And I think if it would have continued, they would have went to the 10th. Then they go back and forth. Anyway, didn't need to go that far. But this was huge because McIlroy now becomes only the sixth golfer ever to capture the coveted Grand Slam, winning every single professional golf major. And President Trump had big kudos for him and said it took tremendous courage. He was having a hard time, but he showed great guts and stamina and courage. And it seems to be a big fan favorite because everybody went wild. And it was exciting. And I think I got into it more this year than I have for many years in the past.
What was different? What do you think?
Well, part of it was, I think, that Betsy's cousin Bob from New York was visiting, and he's avid golfer and follower of golf as well. And so it kind of added to the excitement. And we just got into it. We watched more of it. We had fun. And we went out and golfed on Saturday, Stark. We were in Stark, Vegas.
Yeah.
Saturday.
How was that?
And, fantastic. The weather was absolutely beautiful. I actually hit a couple decent shots, which, well, I don't play enough to, be, you know, you can't get too down and distraught when you don't play that often. And, yeah, I hit some real bad ones, too. But I had a couple of nice shots and met some guys out there that kind of challenged us, four-on-four style.
Right.
You could just tell the way these guys walked. You knew that they were golfers. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
They were younger, 30s, probably maybe 40s. But so a shout out to David Lee, Mitch Ames, Brandon Sanford, and John Pravat. Those guys were good. And you know the fact they only beat us by what? I think four or five strokes.
Really?
Actually. Says we could have been
lucky,
worse,
right?
And super good guys, just having fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, it really was a lot of fun. So, shout out to those guys. And what else is going on in the world? Well, the Masters is over. I know what it was.
What's that? Oh no!
You know, everybody's on. Who's well, hopefully it's single, but whatever. A lot of people are using these dating apps,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've compiled the 10 worst messages to send on a dating app.
Oh, no.
And this might even be just for texting anybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hi.
That's it?
Or hello.
That's the whole message?
Yeah.
That's a little lacking.
I don't like that. I don't like that no matter who it's coming from.
Yeah.
Tell me what do you want?
Right.
Get to the point. I'm not going to go, hey.
Hey. Da-da-da-da.
How are you?
Da-da-da-da.
Good.
Da-da-da.
How are you?
Hey, I got a question.
Come on,
okay,
man.
What's your question?
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
You know, you up? Apparently, you up might also be code. Like, that's for, you know, maybe a little late night get together or something.
But the point being there, if I wasn't and I had my phone turned up, I am now.
Yes.
And it's 3 a.m. or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, which I always, that's always kind of amazement. It's like, well, what do you expect if I wasn't. I am now. You've interrupted my sleep.
And then there's a difference between you up, meaning I'm going to come over and we're going to have fun. Or are you up because
I need to talk.
I just ran out of gas 16 miles outside of town.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You never know what you're falling into.
No, you don't.
Here's another. How are you? How are you?
Do you really want a full explanation?
I'm undergoing open heart surgery. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
A little busy right now.
Cheesy pickup lines, and that's just a general one. Like, don't send anybody cheesy pickup lines.
Yes.
Hey, beautiful / handsome, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as you finish it with something like, I always do that to Betsy, like, hey, good morning. I hope you have a great day, beautiful.
Right.
So
I think that one's a big context thing. Who it is, your relationship with them has a lot to do with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. But remember,
I'll shoot one to Jen and just say, hey, princess. It's just kind of a hello, acknowledging you and your amazingness.
But remember, the list started out as the dating apps.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I never usually message first, .. which could be fill in the blank.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it's probably, I'm guessing, maybe a woman saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like it was your place to do this first.
Here's another one. Same thing. Are you up? What are you up to?
Yeah.
What does it matter? What?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
What's the real question?
What do you want?
Yes.
What do you want?
My response to so many texts is, what's the real question? You've just asked me something to open a door to go down the hall to get to the question. I don't have time for that.
Maybe I'm a little jaded, but it's always... Yep. They want something. Nobody ever texts you and says, I'll be by in 15 minutes with a shoebox full of 20s.
It hasn't happened yet.
No.
We're waiting.
Yes.
But it hasn't happened yet. Wow.
It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Orange and Blue game. What happened there? Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on this, what's going to be another wonderful, gorgeous Monday. Mondays that we make great on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. It's going to be another awesome day. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Rory McIlroy, he wins the Masters. Had to go to a sudden death playoff and beat Justin Rose. And the whole thing was very, very exciting, but congratulations to him. So, yep, he finally got the whole deal, the Grand Slam, winning every single professional golf major, at least once there. And he's only the sixth golfer to ever do it. So that's, I would say that is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, though, there were other big things happening, like on Saturday, Orange and Blue.
Gators won.
Gator time.
Yeah, Gators.
Who won?
Gators.
Greg is on it, man.
Yeah.
And he predicted that way before they even played. Yeah, Orange versus Blue. Blue won, 38-32. The star, Jacoby Jackson, fifth-year senior running back, tore it up, 198 yards, three touchdowns. Pow, take that.
Man.
Yep.
All
right. So, good stuff. It won't be long. Football season.
Before you know it, I know.
It's in the air. Yeah. Just give us a little more nice weather before it's...
And then get it here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Arizona. They have started the process to work with the Department of Homeland Security, and they're verifying voter citizenship.
Now, there's a crazy thought, huh?
Well, wouldn't you think that would be a sort of a regular maintenance idea? Because people move, people die, people turn voting age 18.
Sure.
I would think that there would be changes every time there's a new election. There would be multiple changes to the voting roll.
Well, there theoretically should be.
Yeah, and so they should constantly make the adjustments to keep it as accurate as possible, one would think. Maybe not so much, though. This first comes after America First Legal filed a lawsuit against 15 counties. So you had to file a lawsuit to get them to really, basically to do your job.
Isn't that awful?
Do your job.
That's
awful. It's pathetic. And that the counties hadn't been following state law. It's not like we're asking extra special treatment. Do your job and, also stay within the bounds of the law. Hmm. Yeah. Because part of it is requiring people to prove their citizenship in order to vote in state and local elections. Now, that's the law of the land in Arizona. Per this group that filed the motion or whatever, while a 2013 Supreme Court ruling prohibits states from imposing registration requirements beyond the federal requirement, they must check a box affirming their citizenship. Voters in the state have to show proof they are a citizen to vote in local and state elections. All right. So the lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court and was terminated on April 9th after the parties agreed to a stipulation dismissal. And what they wanted them to do basically is clean up the voter rolls. All right?
Again,
that's what they
somebody's
wanted.
Somebody's getting a salary to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so they're removing almost 50,000 non-citizens from voter rolls.
Non-citizen.
50,000.
So this isn't all the other categories of
dead
died,
people,
whatever. 50,000 non-citizens were on the voter rolls.
Yep.
But I thought we heard that, that's an anomaly. That's just, one person. Or, they didn't. They catch that when you go to vote anyway. It doesn't really matter if you're on the list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one or two might have gotten through. But, it's a felony. You can't vote if you're,
Yeah, it's already the law that you can't vote if you're not a citizen.
Yeah.
But somehow you're on the voter list.
There, yeah. So. And the problem is you got to actually catch them.
Huh.
And if you can't ask them... but you can, you're supposed to.
And they might not tell the truth, Bob. There's a crazy thought.
No,
I mean, it's an option, yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
50,000. That's the ones they took off of one category in one state.
Yes.
And we're told, these things don't affect elections in the big scheme of things.
Not at all.
Right.
50,000 votes couldn't swing a whole election. What? Yeah.
Wow.
It is. But good.
That's
keep
it's
working.
Progress,
that was on behalf. That was part of kind of a DHS thing, and then a group that worked with them. At least one person is dead after a plane carrying six people crashed in an open field in New York. This happened Saturday afternoon. Authorities released the identities of six people tragically killed in this crash, including a highly acclaimed former student athlete. Wow. They died around 12:15 p.m. local time on Saturday, FAA. The aircraft, a Mitsubishi MU-2B, was en route to Columbia County Airport in Hudson, New York, when it crashed in an open, muddy field about 10 miles south. And Karenna Groff, a former Massachusetts Institute of Technology soccer player who was named the NCAA Woman of the Year in 2022, was one of the decedents, as well as both her parents, Dr. Michael Groff and Dr. Joy Saney. Groff had been studying medicine at New York University at the time. Her brother, Jared, and his partner, Alexia, were also killed in the flight. Man,
that's
just
tragic.
Yeah, it just seems like, and then, you know, we had the helicopter last week in New York, and it does seem... more than normal.
One of the details I heard on this one, though, is that I guess they had come in for a landing, asked for to go around again, and then probably came in, appears to at least have come in too low. So you don't know. It takes a while till they get all that figured out. But makes you wonder if you miss that first landing,
something else possibly is it happening? I don't know, but they'll investigate as per usual.
Yep.
And then we'll find out. Hey, I want to give you a chance to win Rock the Country tickets. Two-day tickets to a huge outdoor festival featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. And you need a code word to do it. The code word is KID, K-I-D. Text KID to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of two-day tickets. Please don't text and drive. Data and message rates may apply. Good luck. And stand by. Much more to talk about coming up next.